Steve Gant has not neglected his diabetes treatment. In fact, he has done everything he can to manage his condition with exercise, diet, regular testing, and education. But he has been resistant to going on insulin because he fears needles and believes that agreeing to start it means admitting his body has given out. Today, he has an appointment with his endocrinologist, Dr. Caroline Wong, to go over the results of his A1C test. The A1C is the most accurate measurement of blood sugar levels. Depending on the results, Steve may need to go on insulin.
And then what did you eat for breakfast yesterday? Do you remember?
Blueberry muffin.
From?
Oh.
Deli? Bakery?
From Sunoco.
Okay. So you know that when I look at your diet, there are probably some rooms for improvement, right? Room for improvement.
I can give up the muffin.
To start the discussion about insulin, I generally bring it on in advance just to allow patients to process this information, get used to the idea of being on insulin therapy.
So I have the blood test that you did for me last week. I have two sets. So that sugar looked pretty good.
Okay.
And then looking at your meter, your sugars look to be in pretty good range. However, your A1C is elevated still. It's at 7.6%.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where we want to get you to, right?
Less under than, seven.
Yeah. Ideally 6.5 because you're a young guy. So we want to get you to closer to 6.5. Over the last several visits, over the last year, they've gradually kind of escalated where they were previously in the low sevens. Last, they went up to 7.5, and then the most recent visit was 7.7. So essentially, this is about the same.
Okay.
You're on a combination drug, so it's actually two medications in one.
Right.
There's a third oral medication that we're not at quite at the maximum dose yet. So you're
we're
on three. Yep, I would recommend definitely going up. To be honest, by the time you get to two maximum meds, three maximum meds, we start to think about the pancreas is probably pooping out. It's starting to fail, okay?
Our job is really to be persuasive speakers and encouraging patients to learn about what insulin is, kind of coaxing them along the way to be comfortable with the use of insulin.
You know that diabetes is a progressive disease.
Yes, we discussed that.
Okay. What's the goal in diabetes? It's to get those blood sugars down,
exactly.
Right? In combination with your blood pressure and your cholesterol. And so it doesn't matter whatever it takes. One med, two meds, three meds, exercising every day, you know, really starting to curb eating out, and then ultimately insulin. It's a good medication, right? You definitely get the sugars controlled.
You told me that.
Okay.
Eventually that will end up going on insulin, I understand that.
Okay. The needles are the thinnest needles now. They're very small. They come in a nice pen form. You've seen the insulin pens?
Yeah.
Right, really small, very convenient. You carry these in your pocket. If you're doing it once a day, you could probably do this at home before you go to work. It's very tiny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very tiny.
I always thought my job is to give my patient a kick in the butt and a pat on the back at the same time. And sometimes you need more of one, and sometimes you need more of another.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. And if not, I'll do what you want me to do. I mean, I'll go ahead and you can write up whatever you got to write up.
Okay, I think it's reasonable to go ahead and up the third dose of medication, give it a good 2 months trial, and then next visit we'll start you on some insulin if we're still not at goal.
Okay, and so you want your best thing for me is that the insulin, I mean A1C should be under 7. Okay.
Even maybe closer to 6.5.
Okay.
Dr. Wong agrees to up Steve's current medication for 2 more months. If his blood sugars aren't significantly lower, Steve will start taking insulin the day his results come in.
It's always good to see you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, sure.
By getting Steve used to the idea of starting insulin over several months, he's becoming more at ease with it.
The discussion with Dr. Wong is that eventually I'm going to have to go on an insulin pen, but we're going to try a little up the medication that I'm on right now, give it 60 days and see what happens. We'll come back in 60 days. If it doesn't improve, then we'll go on the pen.
Dr. Huang is increasing his oral medication to lower Steve's glucose level for the short term and allow him the time he needs to overcome the psychological barriers he has about starting insulin treatment.
bought myself 60 days before I start actually sticking myself with the pen. But it's gotta be, it's gotta be. And I'm prepared for that.
Living well with diabetes means not only monitoring, but managing blood sugar levels closely and carefully. Heather Lowell learned the same holds true for insulin. When it becomes part of your treatment, success means striking a balance between lifestyle and diabetes care.
It was fairly soon after I started the insulin that I began to gain the weight. My name is Heather Lowell, and I have type 1 diabetes. Joe and I met at law school. We started dating about a year after we graduated.
I think I knew Heather was the one within the first month of our dating. I was, you know, pretty sure that we could get married. When I proposed to Heather, it was kind of disorganized. I wasn't sure I was going to, you know, how I was going to do it.
Joe proposed to me on a Wednesday.
I was much more nervous than I thought I would be. As the words were coming out of my mouth, I did start to have some doubt.
I don't think I even made him finish the question. I said yes right away. Fairly quickly after that, we picked a date right away. And then I started, you know, picking the dress and my bridesmaids' dresses. And so it was fun to plan.
So here's the dress.
Well, I knew that I wanted a very simple wedding dress. I had kind of an idea of the style that I wanted in mind.
Heather started exercising more to get in shape for the wedding and soon began to lose weight.
I did notice that I was able to fit into smaller size clothes, which I thought was awesome. About a month after the proposal, I went to the doctor for a routine exam and I found out that I had lost about 20 pounds.
Dramatic weight loss can be a symptom of the onset of diabetes.
When somebody comes down with diabetes, they may actually lose weight initially and they're very proud. Unfortunately, that weight loss may be an unhealthy weight loss. They're losing lots of sugar in the urine. That sugar is pulling out water in the urine, and it's pulling out sodium and potassium and minerals and calcium. They're losing fat. They're losing muscle because they don't have enough insulin.
I saw my endocrinologist, and she looked at me and looked at my lab results and said, looking at you and these results, I'm about 99% sure that you have type 1 diabetes and not type 2. I was very surprised by the diagnosis because I was 27, and it's something that, you know, when you're growing up, you hear that juvenile diabetes means that you're diagnosed, you know, as a child or as an adolescent. To be at an age of 27 and be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, is not uncommon. As an endocrinologist, we see this fairly routinely. I think type 1 actually is probably a little bit more difficult because you go from feeling well one day and then you get this diagnosis of type 1 diabetes in which insulin really is the only treatment.
I started taking insulin the same day that I was diagnosed with diabetes. You know, I had just been engaged, and so we wanted to start a family and that, and I thought, well, how much harder is this all going to be now that I have this disease? And, you know, it's just something that I'm always going to have to think about. I think it was fairly soon after I started the insulin that I began to gain the weight back.
Weight gain associated with initiation of treatment, particularly with insulin, I would say is basically the natural regain of the weight that they lost. Though I always caution patients that they definitely will likely regain that weight if they continue the same lifestyle habits, eating habits, exercise regimen that they were doing prior. Regaining of weight, particularly in Heather's case, I would consider her natural regain of the weight that she had lost previously.
I was a little disappointed to have gained the weight back. I think any woman probably would have been. But, you know, it came back in a way that was normal for my body. It wasn't disproportionate or anything like that. I was still able to fit into the dress with very minimal alterations, which was really nice.
The first time I saw her in her wedding dress was on our wedding day. And I almost didn't recognize her for a second. It was just amazing. I'll never forget it. It was really probably the greatest day of my life.
I'm much more comfortable living with diabetes now than I was for the first month or two after I was diagnosed. I'm on an insulin pump right now, which has made things a little bit more flexible and easier, but the shots were fine too. I don't believe that starting insulin will make anyone more fat. You do have to be careful when you are administering the insulin. You want to eat to your plan, and then everything's going to work out fine. Taking insulin is, you know, it's not going to make you more fat unless you're not careful with it.
We know that insulin is an anabolic hormone, so it does have weight gaining properties. However, most of the weight gain, I think, in newly treated diabetics is really related to the cells finally being able to see the sugar again as energy, thereby putting on the weight that they have lost from the untreated diagnosis.
I think that I have been successful in managing diabetes. I mean, I still do have some bad days, and I think everybody does. But, you know, my blood sugar is pretty much where I want it to be. I would say to somebody who is just about to start insulin that it is a really, really scary concept, and it's something that seems really intimidating. If you put the work in up front and just kind of try to get a good understanding of how to administer your shots, how to monitor your blood sugar, it's really going to pay off in spades, and you're going to be able to assimilate this into your lifestyle very, very quickly. Yes, I was worried that insulin would interfere with my living a normal life. I don't feel that way anymore, no.
Steve Gant and his wife Jean love to tour wineries. By keeping on top of his diabetes, Steve has been able to keep up his active lifestyle. But he's just learned he does have to start taking insulin after all.
I'm not very anxious about it, but I will have to make the adjustment. I can make the adjustment, and I will make the adjustment. I must go on, and this is what's going to make me go on, so it won't be a problem making that adjustment. Getting away with my wife, coming out here to this fabulous place, it's worth it, trust me.
Steve has been able to overcome the belief he's held for a while that his body is failing him.
If you have diabetes and you're not on insulin, and you need to be on insulin, you may have a lot of fears. Most of the things are fears without knowledge. And in my experience, the vast number of patients who get on insulin realize how silly it was to be so frightened. Why didn't I do it a year ago when I needed it? I didn't realize it was so easy.
I think I'm better able to accept it because I have done everything I could possibly do. I've lost the weight, my diet, my physical training, everything I do is going towards me living healthier. It looks like I'm going to have to take some insulin to help it keep on working, to keep me going. I've got a lot to live for. So I'm going to keep going at it as best I can.
What's the frog say? Quack, quack.
When I look at my grandchildren and I see them, it's definitely reassuring that this insulin shot will make me be able to live longer, to see them grow up, do whatever they want to do.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Through the support of family and doctors, pursuing a healthy lifestyle and continuing to educate themselves, people living with diabetes can break through the barriers that hold them back from starting insulin treatment. Whether they feel insulin will interfere with a full and active life, cause weight gain, make them more sick, means they failed in treating their diabetes, or whether, like Steve Gant, they feel their body is failing them.
But it is important for people to know, and it's not necessarily their fault if blood sugars tend to be higher, even though they're watching their diet and even though they are exercising. Fortunately, we have a lot of tools to treat diabetes. Remember, bad diabetes is badly controlled diabetes. And I don't want patients to reckon that their diabetes is bad based upon what we have to do to treat it. It's bad if we don't treat it well.
Insulin has opened up a new avenue of life. I can still go forward with what I need to do. I'm still going to live a long time. I'm still going to be with my family, and it's going to happen. And I'll be happy with it.